And there they go. This One's on the House, episode 17, is brought to you by Anchor.
Rage, fury, irritation, humiliation. Smash.
And there they go.
Smash to Adams. Dude, this really good shit.
Look, I told your little friend I ain't paying for that!
Well, this one's on the... And the drums!
Okay, dude.
Didn't kill me.
Dude.
Yeah?
What's up?
No, you know, chilling. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm also chilling, I suppose.
Would you say you're extremely relaxed?
Yeah, for the most part.
Would you compare yourself to a box of multi-flavor Outshine popsicles?
I don't think I'm that far. That would be cool, though.
Yeah, those melt really quick, though. That's the only thing. Like, you take them out of the freezer, like, you got a minute, like, tops. You better put them back in, because they're gonna melt. And they melt so much that, like, you can't put them back on the stick. Like, you they're fucked. You gotta eat them with a spoon after that. And the contest continues for what's the shittiest way we can open the show. What's up, guys? It's your boys. It's your boys from This One's on the House. I'm one of your hosts, Casey.
And I'm CJ.
And this is episode 17, like we said. That's a little bit more than 15. It's just a hair more than 16. And it's a little bit less than the number that we'll be at next week, because, you know, that's how numbers work. So if you guys are into what you're hearing and you like it, and or if you even mildly like it and you just are looking at, you know, for something to do for a minute and a half, go on your Instagram app. That's the one that looks like a camera, and it's like pink and purple a little bit. It's like kind of a gradient. It's kind of cool. You remember when it used to look like a camera? Yeah. Anyway, go on there and then search for This One's on the House or On the House Podcast. And take a look at our page if you want to see some memes, want to see some funny stuff, want to see things we post about show, things we did off the show, whatever. It's all there. Check it out. Or if you want to send us a note, say something cool, say something shitty, onthehousepod@gmail.com. Now, today we're going to do kind of standard, but a little different. We're going to talk about some creepy shit, because everybody likes creepy shit. Of course, we're going to keep it in the theme of SpongeBob, because, you know, that's how we roll. But first, we got to do what the Would You Rathers. You know that.
You know that.
CJ, you want to kick us off?
I think you might have to go first, because mine might actually lead us into our discussion later.
Oh, okay.
Depending on our answers, I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
All right, stick in there for it. Mine takes a minute. So, would you rather your only mode of transportation be a donkey with no saddle or a giraffe? However, the giraffe is a more complicated animal, and it requires you to have such an apparatus that you have to use a ladder to get onto it, no matter what. There's no shortcuts. You don't, you know, ride the giraffe for a week and then figure out that, oh, there's a way easier way to do this. Always got to use this ridiculous ladder apparatus. Also, you can get a DUI on the giraffe. What do you think?
The DUI thing is so random. I choose the giraffe. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that one was actually... Full transparency, the original question was just, would you rather a donkey or a giraffe? But I was like, no, who the fuck wouldn't take the giraffe? So I had to try to shitty up the giraffe mode a little bit to make it even.
But it would suck having to climb a ladder onto the saddle or whatever each time, but dude, that's fine. You're riding a fucking giraffe. Dude, imagine getting chased down by the cops because you're drinking while riding the giraffe.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, who, I guess to your point, you're like, that's so random, yeah, but... Who's stopping somebody driving a giraffe? Everyone's like, is that? Yeah, no, it's a giraffe. I mean, there's no other animal that looks even similar to that, even remotely. Good for that guy. Where'd he get that? There's no zoos around here. He must have drove that giraffe for a while. Pioneers used to ride him for miles.
shit. Would you also pick the giraffe?
Oh, yeah. Obviously. It's a giraffe, like you said.
you don't want a simple mule with no saddle?
No, for nothing else, like, just from a functional standpoint, I'm like, the giraffe's probably going to go, I mean, they run. The only thing, though, is I imagine that even with a saddle apparatus that you put on it, like, you're still basically hugging a fucking, like, light pole, like, on your way to work.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Imagine just being in the passing lane just on a giraffe.
You wouldn't be able to carpool, though, I don't think, right?
Neck's pretty long, man. You could probably get a couple people on there.
I wonder, like, would they be able to hold a person and a saddle? Don't they have, like, spindly legs?
They do, but, giraffes are massive, though.
They're, like, stronger than horses.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Okay, well, in any case, I'm going to pick the giraffe. That's for sure.
It's like the closest thing we have to a dinosaur, man.
Oh, shit. Okay. So we'll see. Based on the answers that we give, this may lead into the thing that we were discussing yesterday.
Sneak attack. Would you rather be unable to move your body every time it rains or not be able to stop moving while the sun is out and you have to yell constantly?
So it starts raining and I'm just stuck?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm walking and it starts raining, I'm just a statue?
Yep.
Oh, fuck. But while the sun's out, I have to move around and be yelling?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I gotta pick the first one, dude. It's sunny, like, most of the year here.
Yeah, okay, well, you should remember, though, if you're in your car, you also stop.
Oh, well, then I'm fucked. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'd feel a shitty one. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I was just trying to imagine moving around with the sun, dude. The sun being out like that, though.
Well, I mean, there's no, like, restriction on your movement. Like, you could just walk, you could be running, you could, like, crab walk, you could do whatever.
But I also have to be yelling.
Yeah, loudly.
Oh,
incessantly.
God. Okay, then yeah, I picked the first one. Fuck that.
Fair enough.
Okay. So, would you rather be the person to prove the existence of aliens or ghosts?
I think aliens. I think there's more. I'm not sure, actually. I feel like ghosts would be, there's too much of like a goofy, like, I mean, I'm going to say this term, but I mean it kind of like just generally. Ghosts is like, that's really cool. And obviously it's not the same thing as like Bigfoot, but it's like ghosts are such a Bigfoot kind of following type of thing. Like a bunch of like crazy people would be like, say, we know it. I feel like with aliens, like there's some kind of room for like academic, like notoriety for that. Like that's like a little bit more probably respected in the science community than ghosts. I don't know why I think that, but like that's my feeling on it.
Well, in the terms of the question, like you're like they are real, definitively. It's just, would you rather prove that aliens are real or ghosts?
Oh, no, I know. I'm saying, like, out of the two, I think if you proved aliens were real, I feel like that would look cooler than ghosts.
Probably bring you in and have you continue to study the stars, too.
That's what I mean. Like, I feel like anything in space, it's ghosts that's, like, kind of, what's the word? Like, not final, but what the fuck is the word I'm looking for? Very finite. Like, you can't really do anything with it other than, like, just study more about, like, different types of ghosts and shit and, like, know that, okay, those are all real now, too. But, like, anything in space, it's like, well, I could go on for days. Like, that could lead to more shit.
Dude, I feel like proving ghosts are real would bring back, at least to, maybe back to a level that it used to be, like, fanatical religious people, too.
Yeah, I guess that's another thing is, like, I don't know. With ghosts, there's so much shit. I feel like that could bring up a lot of, kind of to your point. Like, I don't know. I feel like that could wake up a lot of, like, real and not real, like, demons. Like, literally and not literally demons. But, like, I feel like that could lead to bad shit in some ways.
Yeah. No, I think I would pick aliens, too. But what about alien ghosts?
Well, I feel like then we're getting into a discussion of that. It's, like, going more conceptual.
Or ghost aliens.
Ghost aliens. I don't know.
Like, imagine ghosts, excuse me, imagine ghosts get proven real, and the alien, like the crazy people who think that aliens have visited us multiple times before and stuff, which, you know, I only say crazy people in that they're the ones who fanatically believe that. Because it's not like...
Oh, no, we're all crazy. I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if we found out the aliens had been here before. But the ones who are like, yeah, they're here now and, you know, whatever. But let's say, like, ghosts get proven real definitively. You think those people would be like, well, if ghosts are real, then the aliens who visited us, their ghosts are probably around too. Alien ghosts.
I don't know. What if, like, the aliens are... By the way, like, about 2 minutes ago when you asked this question, like, right there should have been the mark. Like,
and there they go.
What if, like, I don't know, aliens are advanced enough that, like, death isn't even a thing at some point. Like, they've figured it out. And, like, there's no ghosts because there aren't ghosts. The people are just... They're too advanced.
Like, they just live forever?
Well, maybe not live forever, but there's a way to, like, sustain the energy that, like, when someone dies, like, that energy that, like, goes away or whatever, like, out of the vessel of the person, like, as their body or whatever, like, that part doesn't actually ever come. Like, you almost, like, reincarnate.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you cycle.
Yeah, well, yeah. So there's actually something in Warhammer like that. There's a race that does that. It's into a circuit, and then it comes back in another body.
Yeah. Like, so you're, like, able to retain, like, your memories and shit.
That would be fantastic. I don't know. No ghosts. No alien ghosts. Sorry, alien ghost believers, but it's not happening today.
So, somebody's out there like, motherfucker. Probably not. I mean, no one's, like, probably doing that, but, you know. Yeah, that's, yeah, I think that all day long, even fighting on the other side, I think I'd go aliens. Definitely.
Well, dude, so sub question, let's say that aliens do get proven real. Do you think, like in the movies and stuff, humanity would start to work together because of the existence of aliens? Like, assuming that it's intelligent life and not just, oh, we found a planet that has animals on it.
Is the alien race, like, hostile or something?
No. So, like, not that they're coming to kill us or anything, but just, like, we find, even within a couple light years or something, that has intelligent life on it. They have civilizations. We can start communicating with them, but we can't reach each other yet. You think humanity would begin to work together? Because this is, like, a thing that happens in some movies and books, and there are people who theorize that one of the reasons that humanity remains so fractured is because we don't have, like, a common...
enemy, actually. Yeah, I was going to say, so yeah. Your question is, like, I know what your question is, but I'm saying, like, just in very, very layman's, all of us are like, okay, guys, fuck, there's something else out there. Like, let's all get our shit together. Let's stop talking about Melania and shit. Like, let's focus on that. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We don't know what they do yet, but they definitely breathe. They drink water. They have Miller Lite there, too. yeah, I feel like, yeah, to your point, I'm not sure exactly where that, like, idea is from, but I think not idea, a theory, I guess you said it was, but that's
yeah I forget what it's called, but it's like when I was reading about it, it talked about how, so the guy who did it that I was reading, or whoever wrote the paper, I don't know if it's the guy who actually came up with the theory, but the thing that I was reading, the guy was trying to say, you know, he doesn't think that people, like, humanity would all come together, because if you look at other times in history, like when with the New World, you know, Spain and France and the Netherlands, Britain, all those countries that started colonizing, it's like they started learning about people over there, and rather than coming together and working together to, like, try and colonize and stuff, they all fought. And he thinks that going forward into space exploration, even if we don't find anything out there, that, like, countries are gonna still not want to work together. Which, you know, kind of makes sense considering that, like, I guess the goal of the Space Force is to make sure that the United States is the first country on Mars. So,
yeah, because, you know, SARS isn't a thing. But no, I mean, like, I loosely get the ideology behind it and the want to do that. I think that's an important thing. I don't know if I'd prioritize that into like practice immediately right now, but yeah.
Yeah. And like, I feel like if we were getting attacked by aliens, then yeah, sure. People would start working together. And then as soon as the threat is overcome, we go back to fighting.
No, go ahead. Yeah. Throw some Gatling guns on the shuttle. Like that's fine. Put a grenade launcher on the tip, on that little black part of the shuttle. That's fine. Take it out in space.
This raises another question.
Sorry, I just thought about this. They go out like with a weaponized shuttle and they just fucking start opening up wormholes because like there's too many vacuums in space and they're just throwing frag grenades into it. Like, okay. SpaceX was a thing. Now we have a way bigger problem. We created 18 black holes like right outside of our solar system. They are really big and they are literally pulling our world into it. Now we need a much bigger problem. Now we all need to live somewhere else because we'll die if we don't.
let's say we did find out aliens existed, but we are so far off the map, like Earth is so far off the map for them, that the civilization that we discover, or the ones who discover us in either case, like, it's going to take hundreds, if not thousands of years in our time for them to even really make heavy contact. And for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe you're the one who finds them or something. They give you the offer that, like, you can come with us back to, you know, whatever, the Federation of Planets.
The intergalactic. Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. But, and you can, like, begin to unravel the mysteries of the universe with us or, like, go and see other planets and other species. But you have to leave everything and everyone behind. Would you do it?
Am I the only person? Like there's no one?
It's only you.
I don't know, man. What if these guys are just, like, going to beat me up?
No, I'd say like they're genuine about it. But it's not like you're guaranteed to survive once you get there. Like, you'll live, you can survive and stuff, but like...
Yeah, I was just being a dick. I don't know, dude. I don't know if I would. That's a lot to leave behind, even though, like, I don't know. It'd be like, can I sub someone in? Like, I know people that definitely would do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would pick somebody. I think I would do it. I think I would go.
I don't know, just to without... any warning, just be like, so, babe.
No, you don't get to tell anybody. You're just gone. it's like you go or you don't.
I don't know, man. That's, well, obviously, you couldn't understand. That's way harder for me. But.
Yeah. I was going to say, I realize it makes the decision, like, the obvious choice for you is, I get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting, like, definitely thought provoking, but I don't know if I would actually do that. I don't think I would.
Like, you legit just get abducted by aliens, but willingly.
But it's good to know you're into that, though. I'd be like,
so guys, look, thank you so much for reaching out with the opportunity. I am actually comfortable with my living situation at the moment, but I do have a friend who's looking to get into that area of business.
Do you want me to forward you his LinkedIn?
They just look at each other and they just go, did we just, like, we didn't even make it to the interview? Did we just get denied? All right, well, whatever.
Did he just...
we'll apply somewhere else.
Did he just use auto-responses, like, on LinkedIn to a recruiter? Really? Dude, he didn't even type that. He hit the no thanks button. That's an automated response. Wow. He knows we're aliens, right? Like big head aliens? Like, we know a lot of shit? Aliens? Like the crystal skulls? Like aliens? Okay. Alright, now I'm just making sure. Alright. No, pull the ship around. Let's get out of here. Wow.
So, going back a couple steps, probably 23 to be exact, another thing I was going to talk about, it like kind of bums me out because I think after talking about it with enough people and my wife, who also is very scientifically inclined, I've always been obsessed with the idea of, like, time travel. And, like, I want so bad for it to be real. But after thoroughly talking about it and debating and listening to the theories that people have about it And then also the people of reason who kind of do devil's advocate and like look into like the science of it and like what would actually need to go down in order for those things to be occurring. I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, the only kind of time travel that would be theoretically possible is forward time, right? Because that's the theory of relativity. But backwards time travel isn't going
to
happen.
Wasn't it to that point, though? Wasn't it just basically you have to go in like either... No, I guess you're right. Yeah, because I was going to say you can either run or go like in one direction or the other, and it has to be faster than the speed of light. But I guess you can't do that backwards because like the idea of backwards facing is subjective on its own. So
yeah,
it wouldn't
matter.
Well,
time isn't actually a thing. That's right. Why time is relative, right? It's simply a measure of distance.
Mm-hmm.
So like move, like you're still moving through time, but you can't move backwards. I don't know. I mean, yeah. It's only theoretical because we don't have faster than light travel. But no, the only other theoretical time travel type thing would be wormholes, right? But that's basically you need to survive getting smashed by a black hole, or go through the event horizon without getting torn to pieces.
Yeah, or make it through like a call with like Verizon customer service.
Yeah, exactly. It's friggin' ridiculous. So like. And even if you do make it through that and somehow you prove the time travel exists without getting smashed into atoms, there's no going back. So that's why from what I had heard, and you know, obviously they're just theories, like I don't think it's going to happen ever, but the only time travel would be forward. However, it would be fucking amazing if we could do backwards time travel, but that would lead to like, you know, alternate realities based on different decisions you made and all that bullshit, right?
Yeah, and you know what the worst is, though? You don't even have to know any of that shit, like, in order to prove it's not real, which is a bummer. You can do it right now. Like, as you and me are talking about this, we can prove that it's not real. Because if it is, us in the future come to this point right now and tell us that it is, right? And see how we're not appearing and doing that? Mm-hmm. Now, look, they might tell us later, well, no, there's rules... Like, it fucks up the space-time continuum when you do that. If we were to come here and talk to you, it would fuck you up. You'd go tell people. Then it would ruin stuff. It would create rifts. Yeah, I guess. But still, like, you'd think, if it really was real, you'd... A sign, maybe? Like, a piece of paper falls or something? No, see how no paper fell? Yeah.
I like the idea that Futurama had, where, like, whenever they time travel, it creates the paradox. And, what's it called? One of you has to die. Because only one version of you can exist on the same timeline at a time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that show was, like, really deep in a lot of ways.
Dude, they had
multiple PhDs on the writing team.
Like, they put stuff in there that only physicists and stuff like that could understand. There's jokes that fly way over my head. I know that for sure.
It's... Well, just the... Isn't the professor... Isn't he actually Fry?
No, he's supposed to be like his great, great, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Great nephew. Fry is his own grandfather.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is just a ridiculous thought.
I remember the episode where we found that out. I'm like, wow, dude, this show is something.
Yeah, I love Futurama, bro.
Anyway, so that, speaking of those things, but going back another couple steps. The black hole shit, though, isn't that, like, even more than time, though? Isn't that, like, opening up, like, the discussion of, like, interdimensional shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the assumption is that wormholes or black holes kind of tear holes into the space-time continuum. So if they do, you know, if the possibility of getting through one does exist, that a wormhole could... move you in any of those three. You could move to another point within the universe on the same timeline, I guess. You could move to a different point in time, but in the same location, or you could go to an entirely different existence altogether.
Oh.
Which, I mean, kind of thinking of it like that, like, I realize that there's multiple galaxies within our universe and stuff, so not even thinking of different universes. But the void of space and, like, nothingness between galaxies must be so astronomically vast that that already seems like a different timeline or a different space-time continuum existence in my head. I know that, like, theoretically it's not, but I don't know. It's crazy to think about, man.
Dude, yeah. Really, really crazy. I remember, I think we might have talked about this at some point, but I remember in a class we had in college, I don't remember even what for, I think it was like one of my, I mean, I was in business courses, and I think I had like two like literary like classes or like English classes where we had like actually like write like full out like reports and shit. And I remember one, and I don't even remember why I picked this topic, because like it was a free choice, but I was like, fuck it, I don't know, you know, find out more about the atom bomb, right? It's like the most like fucking like teenager thing you can fucking look up. I'm like, atom bomb. Oh, no, it was a list, actually. That's why I always forget that. It was a list. And I realized that you may have talked about him before, Robert Oppenheimer.
Yeah, dude.
I just like thought the guy's last name was like pretty cool. So I was like, I could think I'd probably read about the atom bomb for a few hours. And I remember going into the library, and like it was one of the only times I'm like, dude, there's this kind of shit. Like, there's too many crazy people who like have blogs and shit about like the atom bomb and stuff like online, so it's hard to find like good like really credit like worthy articles and shit about it. So I'm like, I'm just gonna find some books, dude. I'm gonna actually just go in the library and I'm gonna get some books in the fucking library, right? And I was looking for them, and I like couldn't find this section where these books were, and it's because they're in like a special section of the library, like that you have to like ask someone to like get a key and open this part of the library because the books are like that fucking old and delicate.
Dude, the forbidden section.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like the level of like, you know, the show You, but it was like that, like cut off and quiet. There's like two fluorescent lamps, like, you know, hanging like lights in there, and it's kind of like a creepy vibe, but also like you feel like welcome. So I'm sitting there and I'm reading these books, and dude, it looks like the pages are going to come to life. Like, these books are so fucking old, about like the atom bomb and like accounts of like when it happened and people who were there, like in the desert when like the tests went off and shit. And in there, I remember I just got a couple of books because like I was also interested in this, but like the report had nothing to do with it. Was on like all that kind of stuff, like metaphysics and like interdimensional like theory and all that kind of stuff.
Dude, yeah. I love that kind of stuff. I got interested in that because I really enjoy World War II history too. And so like looking into those kinds of things, I eventually started learning more about Einstein and different members of the Manhattan Project and how only the people at the very, very top even knew what the hell they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you have all these scientists working on these things and you don't know what you're working on. And then finally you find out. It's just...
What's great? Well, I mean, that's basically what they're doing, like, not to get super ridiculously nerdy about it, but I mean, that's basically everyone that works at Area 51. Like, they work on projects and they never ever fucking know what they are. Some people talk about it, but yeah,
that's the thing too. Like, let's say we found out that Area 51 did have corpses of aliens, like the Roswell incident or whatever. I really wouldn't be surprised. But I don't think it's like as crazy as some people think, where it's like, oh, they have all this technology and all these ships and things. If it really did happen, let's say aliens really did crash near Roswell and they took them to Area 51, it was probably like a single ship with two guys in it, that like a probe ship, you know, they just sent them out from wherever. And like, and that's like the only visitation we've ever had.
It's like, or like in the alien world, it's like, not the alien world, but you know what I mean? In their timeline, it's actually just like two guys who are like on a burn run in like their version of a like Toyota Tercel or something. Like, they just found two dumb stoner aliens, like that's all they are.
Dude, wait, so I forget who said this, but we were back in college, we were with somebody at one point, and somebody said to me while we were getting fucked up, they're like, yeah, how nuts would it be if, like, you know, when you die or whatever, they talk about you seeing the light. And that's the chemicals in your brain and everything. But you seeing the light is actually just like the light on a ceiling blurs back into vision. And a bunch of weird like blue versions of your friends just looking at you going,
you're right, dude. That was a pretty big hit.
And your whole life was just you seeing shit from a bong hit as an alien.
Yeah, I've read stuff like that before. Like, yeah. Oh, what is it? There's a, what's that site that we used to like? It was like, what if? And it was like a regular question, but then like the way it ends up, you're like, wow, that was kind of life altering.
Dude, one of the craziest discussions I've ever had with people while getting fucked up like that was like, we were talking about having crazy deja vu. It's like, well, what if the reason that you have crazy deja vu is because every time you take a hit off of something, you can like, either unintentionally or intentionally, but I guess unintentionally because that's where the deja vu comes in, you travel to different times when you were hitting that piece. And I was like, dude, it started off so stupid, and we were just like, what the fuck? Like, that's mind-blowing, and we started talking about it, and then we got sober the next day, and rather than being like, ah, that's stupid as fuck, we continued to talk about it for a few hours.
Oh, man. Dude, that, speaking of that, something really, I don't know, to this day, I thought it was made sense at the time, but like actually during that same period when I was like working on that report on the atom bomb and like Robert Oppenheimer, I remember like one afternoon I was like, I'm gonna smoke a little bit and read this. Like, it was so stupid for multiple reasons. Number one, horrifying to read while you're high. Number two, you can't retain much of it, or like my brain has a lot harder time fucking putting the shit together when I'm like stoned, which, you know, maybe other people are like that. Maybe some aren't. I don't know. But I was reading, and then that's actually the day where I read the what he quoted. Who was it? The Hindu god.
Oh, the I am become death.
Destroyer, yeah, world. Destroyer of worlds. I was like, when I read that, I'm like, yo. Like, not to sound like an idiot stoner, but I was like, that is pretty ridiculous to read right now. Like, just reading this old fucking book, like, the pages smell like they're, you know, not like in a bad way. They're just, you know, that old book paper smell? Mm-hmm. Like, you have that, like, that, like in the atmosphere going, like, you know, that's what the scent you're smelling. And then you just read some shit like that. You're like, dude, this book has seen some shit.
Yeah, isn't that crazy, having artifacts from just so long ago?
Yeah, dude, I have this, I like shit like this. I'm not, like, religious or anything, but, like, there's this little, very, it's like a tiny, Bible that is, like, passed down for, like, I could go back and count it, but, like, father to son, like, and my dad, like, gave it to me a couple years ago, and, like, wrote, like, you know, it's, like, the tradition, like, father to son, and then you write, like, the father's name and the son's name or whatever, and then, like, you just keep doing that. It's gone back, like, generations. This book is old as, like, shit, and, like, it's so crazy to look at it, and no one, like I said, like, is even, like, that religious about it anymore. It's just the fact that, like, we have, like, an heirloom that's just, like, survived all these years. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's like the coin that I carry around,
mm-hmm.
that I probably should have in a case or something so it doesn't get worn down, but I that's just part of the novelty of having it. But like, on the Italian side of my family, the first dollar that they ever made, my great-great-grandfather was like, no, we're keeping this. We're just gonna, you know, because back then a dollar was a lot too. So he's like, right. No, we're gonna hold on to it to signify us being here.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually lasted. It has my great-grandfather's initials carved into it.
Yeah, dude, that's dope.
And whenever I really can't decide what the fuck I want to do, like, I really can't decide. Not the cut, like, oh, let me decide with a coin flip the coin, and oh, I hope it's heads. When I really can't decide, I flip the coin, and I let the ancestors decide for me.
Well, looks like I'm going to have to go become a librarian now.
Yeah, dude, like, it's... Yeah. So shit like that is, I don't know, it's always been fascinating to me.
Yeah, man.
Just history in general is cool.
Yeah. Speaking of going back a minute, other stupid things that I thought were cool or fun at the time. I remember one, me and one of our buddies had, like, I think it wasn't like an intro psych class, but I minored, like, in psychology, and I think I had, it might have been abnormal psych. One afternoon, and me and my buddy who was in that class, we thought it would be a great idea to just get, like, mildly, not, like, ripped, like, not, like, super stoned, but, like, you know, take a few, like, fun, you know, like, little, like, smoke stopper, like, hits, and I'm like, all right, cool, we're gonna go into psychology and, like, just let this be fucking ridiculous for, like, 45 minutes, let's do it. Of course, that's the day that the teacher was showing us a full-on, like, from the 60s video of someone getting an, like, an ice pick lobotomy. Or not, like, oh my God. Not like ice pick, it was, like, that form, that when you take, like, a knife, like, under the person's eyelid, and me and him were just like, I don't think we can sit through this whole thing. Like, I don't think we can watch, I don't think I can keep watching this dude. I was, like, telling him, and he's like, what are we gonna do? I'm like, then we just, we were arguing back and forth. I was like, dude, let's just go. And he goes, dude, we're not at the movies. Like, we're in class. Like, it's going to be weird. I'm like, dude, I don't want to keep watching this lobotomy. I was like, dude, I don't want to keep watching this. Like, that's fine. I'll take a zero for the attendance for the day. I don't give a fuck. This is really creepy. And I can't handle it. Dude, you're awake. The person was awake in the video getting the lobotomy. I'm like, fuck this, dude. I was like, I don't know what's coming next, but I don't want to see it.
That's some real inhumane shit, dude.
It's crazy.
Oh, like, this person is raving and they're seeing things. Well, what's the solution? Turn them into a vegetable. All right.
Well, you know those pictures of brains we have all just occasionally seen? Like, very rarely, only a little bit, mostly just doctors? Yeah, well, in the times that we have seen them, we notice that there's this, like, weird little part of the brain on the front. It's like kind of connects the two. We're thinking we just fucking hack at that with a fucking, like, old raggedy butter knife, and that might make them less manic. What do you think? Okay, well,
hang on. Steve, can we recap? Can we go back through this? All right, so you're going to open their head?
No. Much easier. We're pretty sure we can get there just by shoving it over on, you know, under their eyelid and but above their eye. They're like,
Are we sure we can do that without doing something terrible?
I mean,
I did it to a dog, so I think it's fine.
I don't know, Steve. I'm not sold. Okay, I guess, are you cool with the person just keep shitting their pants and yelling that they're the son of the Antichrist? Like, what do you want to do? Well, no, I don't think that's good either, but... All right, go for it. Let us know how it goes. Then he does it, and then they made that video, and then, like, you know, 45 to 60 years... Wow, that was so not the right amount of time. And then, you know, fast forward, like, 60 years, and then there's two stoners in a fucking, you know, college psych 201 class, and, yeah, it freaks them the way the fuck out. Also, it doesn't work. Like, after that, like, why are we even talking about this shit anymore? It didn't work.
Dude, I don't know, man. I don't think... Obviously, lobotomies are just... We should just forget about them ever being a thing. But at the same time, like, what do we do with just insane people? Just keep them medicated away from society? I don't know.
I don't know. Or, I don't know. Get them jobs at the zoo or something.
Oh, shit, dude.
But, yeah, the lobotomies are good for one thing, and one thing only.
Death metal song titles, that's it.
That's all. It's all it can be used for, in my opinion. Anyhow. All right, guys, we'll be right back. We're going to just let you listen to the sponsor of this podcast real quick, and then we'll get right into that real weird shit. It's time for... What's the weirdest shit you saw or read on the internet while you were pooping at work? What's the weirdest shit?
What's the weirdest shit?
What's the weirdest shit you saw on the internet?
Oh, no, that's both of ours.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, guys. So, yeah, like we were alluding to, real weird shit. Maybe we're a little bit behind the eight ball on this particular story, but I remembered it, and I had... read about what we're about to tell you a couple years ago, and it was creepier. It was pretty creepy then, to the point where I actually realized I'd never even finished reading the story back then. And me and CJ were talking the other day, and we remembered it. So then a couple of days later, we were like, oh, yeah. And I was at work, and I read it, and then I text him, and I was like, oh, yeah, dude, this shit is really fucking weird. You should read it. So CJ also read it, and it's so weird that it's going to take over for both of our stories this week. For anyone that doesn't know, and it is creepypasta, just as a disclaimer. So probably not real, but also very well written and pretty creepy. It is the SpongeBob creepypasta story of Squidward's suicide, the episode where a crew at the Nickelodeon studios, as they're doing the editing and cuts and some of the final views before they go live with the episode, they see some weird shit, like really, really weird shit, like grotesque, horrible, like nightmare generator shit. I don't know, CJ, did you want to open up with any thoughts that you kind of had on it?
Yeah, I mean, again, it is a creepypasta, so in reality, I'm pretty sure that somebody wrote it just to get reactions, but the way that it's written, man, it seemed so, like, the guy seemed so knowledgeable on people, like, the things that they do in the writing team and stuff like that, and it's probably because he looked it up and all that, but, like, dude, I'm just trying to imagine, like, if it was real,
how fucked up that shit would be.
And yeah, it's just creepy, man. Especially because the thing that you sent me about, like, one of the recent episodes that, you know, because I guess they're still making SpongeBob, even though it really kind of ended after season 4.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the recent episodes, like, has a reference to this creepypasta in it. And that was pretty interesting.
Years later, dude, they said the original story of Squidward suicide, they said happened after season 3. It was what caused, you know, quote unquote, like in theory, what they say in the story is that the delay in season 4 after the SpongeBob movie came out was largely due to this situation happening. So you think about it, I mean, I don't know what season they're on now, like I honestly don't even know, like guess pulling out of my ass, probably like 12 or 13 or something. Like that was 8 seasons ago. Like, so it was a pretty long time. Like, for it to happen now is like, I mean, obviously it's probably someone that's like fucking around, but like, watch that. Like, no one even knew that like they did that. And like, they're like, oh no, we just thought it was like random. We're like, no.
Yeah, it's just, dude, it's crazy that they like actually put it into an episode too, though.
It was only one of the pictures. The one where his like eyes were like super big description, I think it was smaller, but they were like surreal almost, I think was the word, and how they're describing it, like in the story. Mm-hmm. How his eyes looked and how all the people looked. But dude, I don't know why it gave me goosebumps the first time I read it, because like you could like feel, like, I think the fact that the video might have been real isn't even as creepy as, like, can you imagine if it happened, or again, regardless, probably didn't, but like, if it did, if that kind of thing were actually go down, what the fuck would you do if you were in the room, like, being the first person that viewed that and was, like, exposed to it?
Oh, I'm out, dude. I'm out.
Let alone watching the fucking second time?
Yeah, that's ridiculous that they, in this situation, they did it again. But, like, I would be out, and then after hearing, like, oh, yeah, well, we had audio engineers come in and, like, check and everything, and then the police did like investigations on the stuff and nothing was tampered with. And after running it again, none of it's there. That, like, it's like it didn't happen. I'd just be like, all right, well, thanks, Nickelodeon. Appreciate your time, but I'm going over to Cartoon Network for a while.
That's great. Well, my internship was over in 2 weeks, but it's fine. I'm not going to even take the credit, but this has been great. But, goodbye. I'm going to fucking Wendy's. Oh my God. What an afternoon.
But like, yeah, dude, did you and you watch the scene from the new episode where they put it in?
No, I didn't actually watch the scene. I know, like, it was like from what, random, what was the episode name, Random Land or something?
Yeah, I don't even know the context of the episode. I just watched the 15 seconds. So I guess they're somewhere and they're trying to get back to Bikini Bottom, and like a whole row of doors shows up, and it's different alternate realities for Squidward every time he opens a door, and some of them are references to other episodes, and he's just opening them. And then like the last one that he does shows just the room and it gets really silent, and then for like a second or two it shows the face with like a screeching noise.
Oh dude, and that's then, absolutely on purpose then.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like they definitely, and then Squidward, you know, it's not like they're freaked out. He just shuts the door and he's like, "We're never getting out of here."
Well, yeah, but, dude, that would have been a little bit like overkill if they did. Like if they made it weird. Like he just sits there and like stares at the door like a little longer, like for no reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude.
No, it was a direct reference.
Creepy as fuck, man. Yeah, if you guys, again, this is years ago. We're probably a little bit late on that, getting on that bandwagon, reading that. But if anyone hasn't checked it out, yeah, go on to Reddit and just search for SpongeBob Creepypasta or Creepypasta Squidward Suicide. Very, very fucking creepy. It'll keep you reading, but it is fucking terrifying. Also, watch the episode, I guess, or don't, because it's not that good, in all honesty. We love SpongeBob, but like these later ones, and then they even admit that, actually, I think in that article, it's like it's all just gore humor at this point. It's not even substance.
Yeah, well, dude, so since we're on the topic of creepypasta stuff, did you know there's actually a show where like the producers took and expanded upon creepypasta stories?
Oh, and like made them like skits, or like made them into like
full seasons.
Oh, that's, no, I didn't know. That's pretty cool.
It's called Channel Zero.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And I watched the first season, like, when I was back home last month. It was pretty fucking good, dude. It was based on the Candle Cove creepypasta. And they, it was pretty good, man.
Is it on Netflix?
I'm not sure. It was on, my mom had, like, an app that's specifically for, like, creepy shows and movies.
Interesting. I heard speaking of that, just quick sidebar. I heard something pretty funny the other day. It was like, how to tell if something is on, how to tell if a movie you want to see is on Netflix. It was like, first thing, ask yourself, do you want to watch that movie? What if your answer to that was yes, it's not on Netflix.
Dude, remember how that used to be the opposite though? Ask yourself if you want to watch the movie. If so, it's on Netflix. Not anymore.
Dude, I remember the day where, like, so, like, I don't know about you, but, like, do you have, like, a show that's, like, just, like, dumb or whatever? Like, you've seen it a million times, but you, like, you just throw it on, like, background noise because, like, it's just whatever your go-through show for that kind of thing?
I have a few of those, yes.
Yeah, it's, like, mine has always been Family Guy. Like, obviously, I've seen every fucking episode every time, like, ever. But I would just go to a random, like, season and just, like, start it at, like, episode 3 or something and just, like, let it run. The day I figured out that like Netflix was dropping like every season except like the two most recent ones, I was like,
the fuck is this?
that it was like that point on, and Netflix just started like throwing me little disappointment balls here and there.
Well, dude, I think that's why they're spending so much money on trying to bring in new people. And even though a lot of those like Netflix created shows and movies don't do very well, every now and then they get a gem and it makes them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because, like, you know, now that Disney owns Fox and Disney has a controlling stake in Hulu, I forget which year it is. I think it's 2025. It might be earlier. But, like, now that Disney Plus is a thing, everything owned by Disney and Fox is going to be exclusive to Disney Plus and Hulu, like, by 2025, if not earlier.
I was going to say, I don't know what's going to happen with, like, other industries, too, but I was thinking about that yesterday because I went to me and Lauren were trying to like just find like, I don't know, some kind of animated like movie for Reagan to watch, and we were looking for Moana, and I was like, oh shit, I was like, I just realized we have a like login for Disney Plus, but I realized that we didn't have the app on our bedroom TV, like on the Xfinity with like a, what do you call it, like one of those like satellite boxes in the room, and like it works off of the living room main one, and I searched for Disney Plus and I was like, oh, you can't download I forgot. Like, there's probably some fucking contractual, like, competition going on there because you can't get that app for Xfinity, like, products.
Yeah, it's annoying, but it's also kind of nice because, like, you know how in the beginning there was really Netflix and Hulu and then Amazon Prime? And for a couple of years, it was just those three. And if you had even one of them, you were pretty set, like, pretty good to go. And Amazon, like, you get Amazon Video if you have Amazon Prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, well, now we added in whatever. I don't know. What are some really like lesser known ones? YouTube TV. Nobody fucking cares about that.
Yeah, Crackle.
Acorns, Crackle, like Fox had their own separate live service aside from Hulu, like all these things. And it got to the point where even South Park like made an episode recently talking about it, how the cable people were mad because it's like, oh, it's the cable people, or like the one cable guy at least, was pissed because all these streaming services are taking away from cable men's jobs. And then also because if all of these streaming services keep getting bigger, they're just going to cater to specific audiences with all their different shows.
Oh, yeah, they're already doing that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They were like, the episode was basically drawing attention to that fact. Mm-hmm. So it's annoying because it got to that point, but I think I kind of like that Disney is consolidating now, because I think eventually it's going to go back to, you know, three big apps.
So I actually agree, because for a while there, it just started getting like annoying. Like especially like in this, like even just like a year or two ago, when you'd see like a new streaming service out, you're just like, what are they doing? Like, what are they actually trying to do? Enter the market right now? Like, how stupid is that? Like, it's like the Wild West. There's so many. Number one, there was already starting to form a big three. Like, to your point, there was like Netflix obviously was just always there. And it's funny because I laugh about it now because I thought it was a very funny joke at the time. I think it was on Family Guy too, where they did some like cutaway and it was about like Amazon Instant Video. Remember when it was Amazon Instant Video? It wasn't even Prime Video.
Yeah.
And they're like, Amazon Instant Video, it's like the eighth best way to watch shit. And now it's like, I was like, no, I'd say it's like probably second for me. I use it all the time.
Yeah, they have a lot of shit, dude. And it still is the big three. Well, now it's like, I think Disney Plus is actually the second or third biggest one, because they have 30 million users already and they're just in the US.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I just listened to their earnings report last week, and yeah, they're
yeah,
they're huge, dude. And they have ESPN too. Like, mm-hmm. I always forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all those. And then, you know, obviously Hulu is kind of Disney. They're the same kind of thing. And then there's Amazon. So it's just Netflix, Disney, and Amazon still. And I'm happier with that. Mm-hmm. Because all these other streaming services, it's like you're paying for all this bullshit, and then you're paying the same amount you'd be paying for cable anyway.
they're trying to like be strategic with it. Like Netflix did a partner. I can't remember. I'm actually not sure. All I know is Xfinity did like the reach out. I'm not sure who ended up getting. So I'm not sure who reached out to do the contract and who's benefiting more from it. But I've gotten calls from Xfinity, and they're like, hey, we'll give you a subscription. It's actually like probably not a great thing, because like it's basically a tactic to tie you to Xfinity more. Is they say, we'll give you Netflix subscription through us. You don't have to pay for your like standalone one anymore. And it'll just be a part of your service now. But if you ever get rid of Xfinity, like, you don't have a Netflix account anymore. Like, that's one of the things. But I'm also noticing, like, they're doing that from, like, just a buying power stance. They're still trying to hold on because they can just throw shit like that at you. Like, we actually went cable-less. Like, we got rid of our cable. We only paid for internet for a couple months. Like, we went for a while, and we got Sling TV instead. And it was, like, pretty good. Like, it had all the big channels that we wanted to watch. But there's like a couple that like more like watching, like you couldn't, like HBO was like 20 extra bucks and like shit like that. So it was like kind of a ripoff if you would like wanted to watch like Game of Thrones and like shit like that. But I mean, you were saving like $50, $60 compared to what you're paying with Xfinity. But then one day Xfinity calls you up and they're like, hey, we'd love to have you back. And you're like, okay, well, how much is it going to cost? And they're like, well, we can, you know, we know you have been a customer before, but we can redo the promotional rate for you. We can give it to you like you're a new customer. I'm like, yeah, but in 2 years, you're just going to piss me off and, like, make it $300 again. I don't want to do that. And they're like, and then they're like, well, we'll give you two iPads. I'm like, all right, let's do it. That's literally what happened. They're like, we'll give you whatever they are. That's, like, the ones you can't get data plans on, the Wi-Fi ones. But, like, yeah, it was right around, like, Reagan was, like, turning one. So I'm like, well, this will probably come in handy, like, either this year or next year. So fuck it. Yeah, we got that. And then they're like, oh, also for $5 a month for 24 months, you can get like the souped up newest iPad. I'm like, wait. And I literally, on the phone, like, with customer service, like, hang on. They're like, well, yeah, it's like an offer. I'm like, but do you pay tax on it? They're like, no. $5 for 24 months. So that's $240. That's like half of what a new iPad costs, like, for the base model. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's how they got me when I got my phone 2 years back. They were like, oh, well, you know, if you, I was thinking about just purchasing my phone directly rather than doing Verizon because they changed up their contracts and everything. And they were like, well, no, come back.
iPad.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And they're like, well, iPad with data. And I'm like, wait, foot halfway out the door, turn back around with the eyebrow raised. First you had my curiosity, now you have my attention. And I just come back in, and they're like, yeah, iPad with data. And not the shitty, like, 20 gig iPad, you know, the big iPad with data. You know, 2 years. I think it was the same thing, $5 a month. And I was like, well, okay. No tax or anything. They just threw it on my plan. It's useful as fuck, man. Like, dude, listen, objectively speaking, I definitely think that Android tech is better now. Like, even in the ease of use arena, which is like why people use Apple shit. Oh, it's easier to use and understand. Like, no, Android stuff has come pretty much to the same point, if not better. It's just, they don't have the same kind of deals, man. Like, Apple just tossed that shit at you. Yeah, you get our phone, and, you know, if you're not getting a contract, it's $1,200. But if you do pay the $1,200, we'll give you an iPad and an Apple Watch and this cat that we found on the street, and you can get, like, a new jacket. And hey, you want a coupon to a restaurant you've never heard of? Well, here, you can have $100 at that restaurant, too. And if you give us this, you know, if you use this discount code, then Amazon will let you watch Teletubbies seasons 1 through 18. like, dude, but they, I don't know, they just, they'll toss like endless offers at you until they snag you with something you like.
And then when you're done watching seasons 1 through 18 of Teletubbies, you can go get a free appetizer at Bahama Breeze.
Yeah, exactly, dude. But it's funny because, I don't know, like, as I get older, I definitely notice the blatant marketing and consumerism and stuff, but I'll like willingly buy into it sometimes just because I'm like, well, I mean, come on, man, that is a pretty good deal. Like, I can't, dude, am I really going to use this thing? I wasn't planning to, but now I might.
Dude, I'll tell you what, the one we abuse both of those iPads, man. We hang like Reagan on like long trips, like long car rides. We'll just like put it around the passenger seat, like headrest. And he just will watch like Bubble Guppies and like Paw Patrol and shit and just like fall asleep. I'm like, this is amazing. And then same thing with like ours. Like, we use it like, well, you know, if like Lauren ever like takes a bath or something, like she'll, do we have like a, one of those stands that kind of looks like the iMac stands, but it's like for an iPad. She like sets that like on the back of the like toilet or the sink or something. It's like, okay, now she's just like watching the iPad. Like, we use it all the time for stupid shit like that. Like in the kitchen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I agree. I'm as consumery as it is, I'm like, nah, I bought right into that immediately.
Yeah, and so that's the thing, is like, yes, I think we're much better at recognizing it than we used to be, but like, some parts of it are still, it's still nice. Still nice. It's still in nice. Some ways. Like, I don't like getting ads thrown in my face for shit to buy constantly, but every now and then there will be a deal and then I'll buy it. And then the algorithms are going to be like, oh, well, he liked that. Let's change everything around his life to reflect more deals like that.
Got to try to get you a buy a Banoodle. Do you remember that infomercial for Banoodle?
Banoodle.
That goofy fucking thing that like would keep like bags of chips closed.
Dude, some of those things though, like that's something I noticed, is those kinds of innovations aren't as like, we don't see them as much anymore. And yeah. Obviously a lot of them seem silly now, but some of them like really became a thing. Remember the fucking, what the hell are they called? Like the, God damn it. The name escapes me, but the idea that somebody came up with, and it was like those rubber bands that were shaped to like animals and stuff.
Oh, silly bands.
Yeah. Yeah. Silly bands. Who the fuck thought that was going to be successful? And then $2 million and then fidget spinners.
Oh, fucking fidget spinners.
And I know these are toys as opposed to like the, you know, the Banoodle or things like that would keep your stuff closed. But like, I don't know. What are some other good ones?
The Muddy Putty?
The Slap Chop dude?
Slap Chop. Fucking Slap Chop. Oh, dude, you know what? One of the best things, though, that came out of those infomercials is all of the awesome people on YouTube that did, like, voiceovers of them.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Oh, my God. The Benoodle one was so good. Djibouti Dubs. That's what it was. Djibouti Dubs was the name of the channel that did those. Or at least, like, a bunch of the ones I saw. That was a really good one.
Yeah, dude. But, like, some of those things actually, like, really worked. And they were good. It's just funny that you don't see that anymore. And maybe it's because we don't use cable anymore.
Dude, I was at a buddy's house. And this is, like, weeks ago. But I just remembered, for the sake of this conversation, it's pretty funny. I was looking, I think it was, like, I was, like, going to the bathroom or something. And he had, like, a bunch of, like, shit, like, in his cabinet. I was looking for, like, another roll of toilet paper. And then I just saw it sitting there. I'm like, this dude have fucking Flex Seal down here? Like the fucking like Flex Seal, I can't remember what the guy's name is. Is it Willie Mays now, that the new guy? Who does the Flex
Seal? I don't know.
Well, you know the Flex Seal like in the commercial, right?
Yes. Yes, I know Flex Seal.
I asked him, did you just like buy that off the TV? And he goes, no, they fucking say that. That shit's like at like Odd Lot and shit. Or not Odd Lot. What the fuck? Who goes to Odd Lot? That's not what I meant. BJ's. I literally don't know why I said Odd Lot. He's like, no, they have it like BJ's and shit. I'm like, oh, I was like, does it work? And he goes, yeah, really well. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, shit. Cool.
Yeah, dude, some of that stuff works. I mean, I guess now, again, because we don't watch cable, and I guess because of Netflix, like the new thing is instead of coming up with an invention, you come up with an idea for a TV show or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because Netflix will pay you. Again, South Park made a joke about that shit too, and I thought it was funny, but no, it's a real thing. $1 million a year towards just, yeah, these two kids came up with an idea like, what's the name of the show?
Well, it's called Pot Smokers.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's actually not that bad. What's it about? Well, it's the two guys who came up with the show. They want us to toss them like $100,000 in operating budget and like a film crew and... The whole point of the show is to film them going to different dispensaries up and down California and
they smoke pot.
Oh. Yeah, green light it, man.
Oh wait, what do they do when they smoke pot?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's just basically vlogs of them smoking pot.
Yeah, they go in the parking lot, they just sit in Tacoma and they just smoke.
Yeah, no, green light that. Four seasons.
Wait, hang on. How does he like, is it like a newer Tacoma or like no, dude, no. There's like a tape deck and has like one of those adapter things in there so you can listen to your iPod. It's a real shitty truck. And they're smoking there? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. No, six seasons.
Oh, dude. Yeah, see, but like I joke about that, but realistically, we could probably come up with an idea around something like that where it's just, yeah, you drive up and down, get different types of weed, and then while smoking, we also do voiceovers and it's a documentary of the history of the legalization movement. And I bet you that shit would sell.
I mean, it's worth a try, obviously.
No, I'm just saying, like, it just, you know, Netflix funds that kind of stuff, man. Like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, obviously not. Well, I mean, there is a lot of good that came out of it, too. Like, there are a lot of good shows on Netflix. Like, so many that I can't even keep up with it anymore.
Yeah, you just, I mean, throwing dynamite into a lake, man. You're bound to hit fish eventually.
I don't know who's ever said that, but yeah. All right, man. I think it's been a good amount of time today that we've been talking about stuff. It's been good. This has been fun. Aliens and shit. A lot of fun. I think we'll let our listeners go here in a minute. But before we're done, I did just want to ask you one more quick question. And forgive me. I've been meaning to ask you this for a couple weeks now, and I just haven't been able to.
Oh boy.
Put this into the right words. Would you rather randomly time travel plus or minus 20 years every time you fart, or teleport to a different place on Earth, on land, not in water, every time you sneeze?
So only teleport to land?
Mm-hmm.
Or 20 years front and back whenever I fart?
Randomly time travel. So it could be 20 years back or 20 years forward or some number in between those every time you fart, or teleport to a different place on Earth. No, but you wouldn't land like the middle of the ocean every time you sneeze.
When I time travel, am I still in the same location?
Yes. Yeah, you're on Earth.
I think I'd take that one. I think I'd take that one, because there could be days where I'd want to time travel. I'd just eat some foods that make me real gassy.
There's a clause, because you got to make things interesting, right? You cannot influence the sneezes or farts in any way. They have to be natural.
So it's completely random?
Completely.
Oh, shit.
Does it change your answer?
Yeah, I think it does. Because there's no guarantee that you're going to get back to the time that you're in.
Well, there's no guarantee you're going to get back to the place you were at either.
You can try to keep yourself from sneezing, right? Or you mean you can't influence it to stop yourself either?
No. I meant if you accidentally sneezed and went to the Serengeti, like you can't just like go hit yourself up with some pepper and try to be somewhere else.
Oh, okay. No, I think I'd still stick with time traveling. Because if you sneeze and you end up in the Serengeti, you're probably dead. Just in your pajamas, toothbrush hanging out of your mouth, sneeze into a pack of lions eating a giraffe.
Just end up in the middle of a fucking horrible sandstorm. Just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because the guy who was riding the giraffe got drunk and just went into the Sahara.
What? What are you talking about?
I mean, you know, people who have the ladder apparatuses that they put on giraffes and they ride them around.
What does that have to do with a sandstorm?
Just what we were talking about at the beginning of the podcast.
Oh, I thought you were saying that the drunk guy on the giraffe caused a sandstorm.
No. He ran because he didn't want to get the DUI. And then you end up in the sandstorm, and that's the first thing you see is a dude on a giraffe.
Okay, I'm tracking now. Okay. Oh, God. All right. Well, with that, yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's end on the fart fart time travel. Let's end it there. The DUI giraffe.
I mean, which one would you take?
I was hoping you'd forget about that.
Nope.
Okay. I mean, so here's the thing that was scary for me. I'm a three sneezer every time. So that could be like ridiculous, like just be like in a monk temple on top of a mountain, then be at Everest, and then be like on the rim of a volcano the next. I don't, that's a lot to deal with. I think I'd go time travel farts too.
All right.
Yeah, that settles that.
Yeah, now we can bring it to a close.
Now that we've completely time travel farted out this episode. Thanks, guys, for listening to the 17th episode of This One's on the House. Once again, you know who we both are. I'm one of your hosts, Casey.
And I'm CJ.
And if you guys want to see more, you want to hear more, you want to see what kind of content we like, what kind of content we post about, head on over to Instagram, check out our page. It's On the House Podcast. Or if you want to send us an email and tell us about something you want us to talk about or something like that, totally cool. We welcome it. onthehousepod@gmail.com. Until next week.
Yep. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.